Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. If you missed the show, you can hear it all over again. John and Ken on demand, the podcast on the iHeart app.
All right, of course, one of the big stories both here and nationally is the death of a Jewish man. He was at a demonstration in Thousand Oaks. Apparently, they were on different sides of the street, those who were pro-Palestinian and those who were pro-Israel. Apparently, one of the pro-Palestinian demonstrators came across the street and had a confrontation with 69-year-old Paul Kessler, and Kessler eventually fell back and hit his head. Today, at a press conference, we didn't get a lot cleared up. Obviously, they do believe that the head injury was the cause of Mr. Kessler's death, but there's a lot of other things in dispute. The other person is only being described as a 50-year-old man from Moorpark. They have not named him. They have not arrested him. And what we learned today from the Ventura County Sheriff, Jim Fryhoff, is that there are conflicting accounts and they're still sorting through this.
We're going to talk now with Jonathan Oswalks. He first met the victim, Paul Kessler, a week ago before the incident. And they had both gone to observe another pro-Palestinian protest. And they got together again the next week at this intersection in Thousand Oaks. And they met Sunday at about 2 o'clock. And he'll tell us the story of what happened. Are you there, Jonathan Oswalks?
Yes. Sure.
Well, thanks for taking time to come on the show. So you met with Paul Kessler just a week before. How did you make his acquaintance?
First of all, thanks for having me. I'm happy to tell the story of how I met Paul and what we were up to together. I met Paul through the social media app Nextdoor. We both live in the same neighborhood, basically. And I had noticed an uprising in social media where there was a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric being plastered all over social media. There were protests and counter-protests, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. You've seen this yourself. Mm-hmm. I took to the Nextdoor app and I said, this can't happen in our community. There's a large Jewish population here. We have to go out and show our support for the 1,400 victims that were viciously, brutally, and maniacally killed. Animals don't even kill the way Hamas killed these people, taking babies and putting them in ovens, cutting a baby out of a mother's womb. And I felt very strongly about this and wanted to be there to stand on the shoulders of these giants that came before us, the 6,001,400 victims, and now 6,001,401, Paul Kessler. So we met on Nextdoor. He was one of those guys, I would say, if he was in for a penny, he was in for a pound. And I never met him before. I had no idea what he looked like. But when I first met him a week ago Sunday, this past, I was actually kind of impressed with his attitude and he had a lot of spunk and moxie. You know, he wasn't a very big person from a stature perspective, but from a heart perspective, to me, he looked like David from the fable of David and Goliath. And we spent some time together that Sunday. We walked through the crowd. They harassed us. We harassed them back a little bit. And it was all fun and games, really, until somebody pulled a gun on me.
Last week?
I shouldn't say actually flashed a gun. I shouldn't say that physically pulled it out and waved it at me, but pulled up his sweatshirt to show me that he had a gun under there. And I was assaulted on the sidewalk and pushed off the sidewalk into the street. Fortunately, I didn't lose my balance, but...
Were you face-to-face arguing with the pro-Palestinians?
The week before?
The week before, yeah, when somebody pushed you off the curb and flashed a gun. Was that a really up-close, contentious exchange?
Yeah. Come on. Absolutely.
Okay. And so you decide to come back again this past Sunday.
Well, wait a minute, though.
Okay.
After the gun was flashed, 911 was called, and the police came out, the Ventura County Sheriff's. Absolutely nothing. Who flashed the gun at you? I got a picture. This guy right here. Well, where is he? I don't know. That's your job. And I said, and by the way, Sheriff, how this works is they're on four corners. On this corner, maybe his hood is up. On that corner, maybe his hood is down. On this corner here, maybe his mask is up. On this corner, you know, so there's like what? Like 16 permutations of what kind of change a person can make. Sweatshirt on, sweatshirt off, hood up, hood down, mask on, mask off, right?
Yeah. They were doing. They were changing their look.
Yeah. As they would rotate from station to station, a station being a corner, some of them would actually change their appearance slightly by doing that.
So what happened? Yeah. What happened next?
So the sheriff was trying to tell, you know, the sheriffs arrived. There's probably four or five of their SUVs that Sunday. And they're like, well, which one is he? And I'm like, here, this one in the picture. Well, where is he? I don't know where he is. It's your job to find him. Well, if you can't point him out to us, I'm like, look, the guy pulled a gun on me. What do you line him up all against the wall?
You there? Okay, I guess his phone connection went down.
Well, we can take a break and
reconnect.
Talk more because we didn't get to Sunday. That was
right.
A week before he's describing.
Yeah.
Where the guy flashed his gun.
Right.
We're talking to a man by the name of Jonathan Oswax. He's 69 years old. He said that he met Mr. Kessler, the man that died in the altercation on Sunday in Thousand Oaks, Paul Kessler, and they met up at Sunday's demonstration where he had pro-Palestinians on one side of the street and pro-Israeli people on the other side. And he can tell us what he saw as one of the witnesses as to what may have happened to Paul Kessler, who eventually hit his head and did not recover from his injuries. That's next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We continue with Jonathan Oswax. He was with the victim from that.
Paul Kessler died, as you probably know by now, at a demonstration on both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian question in Thousand Oaks. Kessler apparently was approached by a Palestinian protester, and he fell, hit his head. He did not recover from those injuries. So this is a big story, and they're trying to figure out, sheriff officials in Ventura County, as exactly what happened. There's a 50-year-old man that apparently had the encounter with Kessler, but he has not been arrested. He lives in Moore Park. So we'll bring on Jonathan, who was there and did just the week before meet Kessler.
Jonathan, if we can, just because we have a time limit, we went through you and Paul Kessler protesting and having a scuffle with the pro-Palestinians the week before.
But I want to correct you on something. You said a protester approached and then Paul fell when you were describing this. That's not accurate.
All right. Tell us what happened on Sunday, this past Sunday.
The man that ultimately hit Paul and killed him, who I'm going to refer to as the murderer, tried to engage with me on the other side of the street. He tried to antagonize me by sticking the bullhorn in my ear from right behind and yelling, "Allahu Akbar, God is great, Palestine will be free from the river to the sea, end the occupation." I'm not going to curse on your show, but I turned around and I told him to get the F out of my space. You're assaulting me with that thing. Get out of here. "Oh, you look like you could use some water. Do you want some water or something to eat?" I said, "I appreciate it, but I want nothing from you except for you to get out of my space. Now beat it." And he couldn't antagonize me. So he went across the street to go after the smaller of the flock.
Paul Kessler. What happened when he approached Kessler?
Well, he tried the same tactic, putting the megaphone in Paul's ear. But Paul had told me prior to us even going out there to protest, he said, when somebody puts a megaphone in your ear for the purposes of a protest, there's a California penal code CPC, I don't know. You can let me just look at it up here.
Generally, what crime would it be, just in general terms?
It's an assault.
Okay. And so he shouts into the megaphone, into Kessler's ear, and then what?
Yeah. CPC 240. He shouts, and I'm sure, Paul gave him the same speech that I did, but then I saw that, the megaphone, come crashing down on him.
How did he hit him with the megaphone? What did he do? Did he raise it in the air? Did he sideswipe him with it?
No, from where I was standing, I could clearly see, first of all, this man was taller, and the megaphone just comes, right across. It was easy to see. It's a big white megaphone, had a big red mouthpiece on it, and it had a huge long lanyard that was probably 18 to 24 inches long. And so I could see the whole thing.
Okay. What did he do with the megaphone? How did he hit Paul Kessler?
Punched him in the mouth with it.
Like shoved it straight on into his face?
Like looked to me as if it would, it came down sort of like a haymaker, if you will.
Yeah.
And, I could see from the pictures of Paul where his mouth is cut, hit him right in the mouth, right? Which they talked about, the medical examiner talked about that today, that the cut on his mouth was consistent with being hit in the face with that. And that obviously sent, I'm assuming it knocked Paul back on his heels. And he fell and struck the back of his head.
The sheriff said they're not sure whether or not the blow to the face caused the fall. You feel differently.
Yeah, well, the sheriff wasn't there. I was there.
Well, how come you're quoted in the New York Times as saying you saw him swing the megaphone toward Mr. Kessler, but not sure if Kessler had been struck? Now you're saying different.
I don't believe I said that.
It is in print in the New York Times in front of me.
You can go look it up yourself. I haven't seen it.
Well, maybe you should talk to the reporter, because that's how she has you discussing the situation.
So say it again.
Mr. Oswalk said that he saw the man swing his megaphone toward Mr. Kessler, but was not sure if Mr. Kessler had been struck. That is the sentence.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that it was Paul that got actually hit until much later. I saw the megaphone punch, but I don't know that it was Paul that was punched.
Well, they weren't clear in the way they interpreted you there. Because it sounds
Well, that's what
it sounds like. You knew it was Kessler, but didn't know if he had been struck.
But you saw the megaphone hit a man in the mouth, and then he
went down.
He went down, and it turns out to be Kessler, the guy you'd come to the rally with.
Yeah,
I take it you've been interviewed by Ventura County Police.
Yep.
And this is what you told them exactly.
Yes.
But you're expecting then some sort of a murder manslaughter charge, I take it.
Yeah, I am.
Are you disturbed that this man has not been arrested and charged yet?
This whole thing seems surreal to me. First of all, they don't even have the megaphone. They had the megaphone when they had the guy. But they didn't take the megaphone. They didn't take the flag that Paul Kessler was holding. So they didn't take the megaphone. They didn't take the flag. They didn't take the guy. What do we need them for?
Is it true that he stayed and called 911 and offered assistance?
I don't know that.
That's been reported.
I don't know who called 911. I think that would be easy to figure out.
They're saying he cooperated and he stayed around. So,
well, wait a second. He was detained by police. They made him sit down. He had his hands behind his back like AOC, as if he was cuffed.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez reference. Okay.
All right. Well, Jonathan... this story will progress, and maybe we can talk to you again at some point.
That's great.
Thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
All right.
That's Jonathan Oswax, who was there at Sunday's demonstration, both sides, pro-Palestinian, pro-Israel, in Thousand Oaks when Paul Kessler died, hitting his head on the pavement. And he was describing to us what he saw happen, and he made it very clear that he believes this 50-year-old man from Moore Park, apparently a much larger man than... Paul Kessler swung his megaphone, his bullhorn, at Kessler and hit him, and he went back and hit his head. But the sheriff's department is not confirming that that's exactly what they've got so far, and they have not arrested this man. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast. And if you missed the last half hour, you might want to give this a listen on the podcast. Jonathan Oswalks, he was a witness to what happened to Paul Kessler in Thousand Oaks, who was killed when after an altercation with a pro-Palestinian protester, the megaphone, falling to the ground, hitting his head and dying.
Yes.
Oswalks had his view of what happened.
Yeah, we'll see what really matters is what they do in Ventura County. The sheriff's office recommending any charges to the DA there. And we'll see if this 50-year-old man is charged, because Oswalks made it clear that he was harassing both of them with his bullhorn. And then he believes that he struck Kessler, which caused him to fall and hit his head and not recover. That's Jonathan Oswalks' story. And I'm sure that, because the report today is that they're getting conflicting statements from a lot of different, quote, witnesses. They were looking for video to possibly help clear up some of what
happened.
Hard
to believe there's not video. I mean, whenever there's protests, everybody's got their phone out ready to go. The slightest bit of scuffling and everybody's clicked on their red button.
I guess the key is if you actually hit him with the bullhorn. I mean, you've dragged around the bullhorn for years. Imagine swinging that at somebody's face.
But I always practice.
Probably would go backwards and hit.
Oh, yeah. No, that's heavy. The one we have, that's really heavy.
Yes.
I still have it at home in my office. It's I definitely could kill somebody with it, but I always practiced good bullhorn etiquette.
Safe bullhorning.
Yeah, safe bullhorning, yes.
But you put condoms on it?
Little cushions on the edge.
The El Segundo Times has another one of those stories, and I guess the numbers come out, it seems like every few months, about where people are moving to. Droves of Californians are moving to Texas. Here's the life they are finding, by Terry Castleman, staff writer. Starts with one. I like to start with the first person. Jane Jordan, 61, a lifelong Californian until August, sold her home and moved to a place called Azle, Texas. A-Z-L-E? That's got to be a small place. She wanted to stay close to her daughter and grandchildren, are planning to move from Irvine to Texas next year in order to buy a home. And then she found a Facebook group that her neighbor across the street in Azle had also moved from the same neighborhood in Corona, saying it's a small world. I mean, you moved to a small town in Texas and someone across the street also moved from California. You probably think it's a really small world. I mean, the numbers are big, but they're not overwhelming. Can you say, California has 40 million people, a little under that. In 2022, 818,000 Californians left for other states, 476,000 moved in. Yeah, so we lost 342,000 people net.
But they were all Republican voters.
They generally are.
That's what happened to the Republican Party.
And we know what the attraction of Texas is. No state income tax. People love that. And, of course, cheaper real estate.
Oh, yeah, big plots of land for much less money.
But, I mean, we pointed this out before. Sometimes you put up with that stuff, but then when there's homelessness down the street from you and there's unchecked crime and you're just looking at the politics and you're like, that's it.
No, that becomes
the last straw.
See, that's the thing.
Because you can't see it turning around.
The Times fuzzed it up by saying politics was one of the top two reasons behind housing prices.
And traffic.
Yeah. But what that is political decisions to allow crime to run rampant, to allow vagrants and mental patients and drug addicts to run rampant.
Oh, that's just your political view. That's not really happening. You just see it that way.
No.
Right? That's how they look at it.
Yeah, well, I'll take them to San Francisco. Let's take a walk through that Tenderloin district. It's what's really happening, and that's what we have to... Remember, we always talk about be careful about what words we use, because if they get to use their euphemisms, you won't be able to think straight after a while. And another thing that has to be changed is, no, it's not what I believe. It's what is. It's what it exists. Don't tell me it doesn't exist. Yes, it does. And it's because of the following conscious decisions made by these political parties who are voted in by the public. Ultimately, it's the public's fault that we have this rampant crime and homelessness. That's society's fault, but the fault of the voters. Because I'm not going to, what I hate is, well, you know, this is just a societal issue. No, it's not. All these individual decisions on how people vote has led to these policies being implemented, and there's little resistance. And people are getting what they deserve. Now, some have decided to abandon the fight and go to Texas.
Yeah, a lot of the people they interviewed actually are happy in Texas. Some miss the beach. The weather's more extreme here, but then they cite the gas prices. There's so many things to their viewpoint that they don't miss the state at all. So it's not one of those stories in the Times where they found people like, oh, it's boring here and Texans are weird and conservative and maybe I should... They didn't really find anybody that said that. Because it's like you said, it is a lot of Republican people that are, especially going to that state, I think.
No, I spent one weekend in Texas. My son had a baseball tournament there. And it was where we were. It was surprisingly pleasant, like rolling grassy hills. I remember driving down the interstate. Where were we? We were near Texas A&M and the surrounding areas there. And it's not the hot desert that people imagine. There is plenty of hot desert. But where they're building all these housing developments ringing around the major cities, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So more than 100,000 Californians moved to Texas last year, compared with 40,000 who came here. Florida drew nearly 75,000 people from California. 30,000 moved in the opposite direction. Washington, Nevada, and Florida each saw 50,000 California arrivals and far fewer people moved to California. Only 42 West Virginians moved to California. There's not that many people in West Virginia. Although, my favorite part, John, your old stomping ground. New Jersey, buck the trend. 6,600 more people moved to California than arrived from California to New Jersey.
Well, we know why.
Well, they have high taxes and high housing costs. And it wouldn't be a place to go if you're looking to save on those things economically.
Gas, not
New Jersey.
Gas in Texas, $2.91. Gas in California, $5.18.
And I have to always stick this in. I know a couple people that moved to California in the last couple of years. And what they say to me is, what a surprise about the property taxes. I said, well, that's Prop 13. Okay, caps the increase. So
that is the only pleasant surprise you get out here anymore.
Yeah, because I know somebody that moved from Connecticut and said that because Connecticut property taxes apparently were steep compared to the rate here in California. And he was like, wow, that's one thing I noticed is better, right? You know, things cost more here, but not the property taxes. I said, well, thank the voters in 1978. For Prop 13, and they keep trying to chip away at it in Sacramento.
Yeah, well, they gave birth to and raised idiots in the succeeding generations.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and use that app to connect to our Moist line. There's an easy microphone thing there for you to connect. You can also call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, this also had to happen. We have a reported death from someone who used Ozempic for quick weight loss. Ozempic, of course, is a drug that's mostly for people who are diabetic. But, you know, one of the things that happens is there's weight loss. And that makes sense because often people with diabetes are often overweight. One of the side effects can be gastroparesis. Mm. And that apparently is what this woman suffered from in Australia. But I just wanted to read these other side effects that have been reported because they're odd. Ozempic finger, Ozempic burp, Ozempic butt, Ozempic face, and my favorite, weird dreams about celebrities. That happens when you take this drug?
I hadn't heard that, no. Ozempic finger is what exactly, does it say?
Oh, let's see. There's a link. Yeah, I think I can tell you what Ozempic... You wanted to know what I... All right. Ozempic finger. Oh, it's because people on Ozempic aren't just dropping pant sizes. Finger and wrist sizes are shrinking, too.
And that's the reason behind Ozempic face.
Yeah, your face caves in?
Yeah, so you end up looking older and gaunt. Oh. You know,
And these women are upset. They're losing their precious engagement rings because it falls off their finger.
Yeah. If you have some facial fat, it actually makes you look younger because it makes you look like you have a baby face, right?
Right.
If you get rid of all your face fat, then you look old and shriveled and the wrinkles become more pronounced.
Right.
Yeah. So Ozempic face is a real thing. Ozempic finger. What was the other thing?
Ozempic burp.
Ozempic burp.
But I guess if the drug works in your gastro system, yeah, you're probably going to have burps and farts,
oh,
right?
It's even worse. Burps smell like rotten eggs. Sulfurous burps.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole thing is to curb your appetite and to...
They're worse when the patients begin taking their drugs or step up to higher doses. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. They have a website. Every Ozempic side effect explained.
Oh, and I'll bet you Ozempic butt is when your butt shrinks and people like bubble butts now, don't they?
Yeah,
your butt may.
It gives you a surprising and unfortunate flabby appearance.
Oh.
In the face or in the butt or in both.
Hmm.
And then they get to the gastroparesis, which this woman died from.
Yeah, her name is Trish Webster, and she was trying to lose weight to be able to fit into a dress for her daughter's wedding.
Oh.
She did die officially from gastrointestinal illness. They have not officially linked it to Ozempic, but the family says she took it, and they found her basically unconscious with a brown liquid oozing from her mouth.
Oh, my God. You know what that seems to be? It's like it's stomach paralysis.
Oh, is that gastroparesis?
Yes. So it doesn't empty into the intestinal system. So
she lost 35 pounds in 5 months. She took some prescription injection called Saxenda along with Ozempic. Oh, that sounds like too much.
The stomach empties too slowly or stops entirely. It can make it difficult to eat or drink. So I guess your food and drink start backing up. God knows what the brown liquid was that was leaking out of her mouth.
Acute gastrointestinal illness is what they say she officially died from, but they have not linked it to Ozempic or Saxenda.
Hair loss?
But her husband's quite confident that's what did her in.
Fatigue, dizziness, muscle loss?
Oh,
Ozempic dreams. Yes, the Wall Street Journal had a story.
Oh, really? About celebrities?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't believe that one.
You just... Again, though, most people may use the drug, lose weight, and have none of these things. But
I don't know.
If it's a possibility, I'd say it scares me off.
I don't want Ozempic face. I don't want my stomach to seize up, paralyzed. Conway's here.
Hey now. There's a fire still going on in Orange County. One of those hangars that was built out of wood back in World War II caught on fire. They say it might burn for the next 4 or 5 days. So if you live in Orange County, you know what I'm talking about, that huge-ass hangar there. Hmm. Bad vibes. You guys ever been to that hangar?
No.
Never heard of it.
I have.
You have? Oh, it's nice. It's beautiful. It's made out of wood.
You used to have blimps there.
Right. Nobody cares.
You brought it up.
I know, but they put it in the news. I'm like, nobody cares about that thing. And then we also have that. Remember WeWork? You know that big website WeWork?
Yes, right.
They were valued at $43 billion at one point.
Yeah.
You know what their value is today? $43.
Yeah. Not a lot of shares, is it?
No. It's horrible. Well, you remember there was Yahoo. Remember when Yahoo was going to be sold for $56 billion and the CEO said no, they wanted more? And now it's worth, 8 cents. But it's amazing how greedy people are where you get an offer for $56 billion and they say no.
I take it, yeah.
Yeah, right, you take it. You come from a financial background and accounting, Ken, right?
You get out of there.
That's right.
I always everything's a pyramid scheme. Get out.
I always told my son that if you work somewhere and anybody ever offers you a seven-figure contract, sign it that minute.
Yes, exactly.
Just sign it right away.
And shut up.
Shut up. Don't think about it. Shake their hand, say thank you, and get out of the room.
I remember being at the radio station I used to work for, and I went on a sales meeting with Bob Moore, who's the general manager. I think you guys know Bob Moore.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sure.
And we're sitting there. It was a big auto dealership. And he said, guys, he goes, I love the station. I'm going to sign right now. And it was a big check. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I look around. I go, wow, you're a big Lakers fan. And he put his head down. And I go, oh, what's going on? He goes, I'm a huge Celtics fan, but the Lakers beat the Celtics in the playoffs, and my friend and I have agreement. I got to decorate my whole office with Lakers stuff for an entire year. He hates the Lakers.
Love those bets.
So we leave the room, and Bob Moore kicks me in the ass. And he goes, buddy, look, you don't know this because you're young and stupid. But once they say yes and they sign a check, you got to shut the F up.
That's right. That's a golden rule of negotiation.
Take it and run.
That's a true story, man. And then we have LA City Council wants to ban overnight RV parking on multiple streets, which means more than one.
They're good.
Ding dong.
Right. Well, there's a lot of breakthroughs this afternoon.
And then we got this poor guy, this Kessler guy out in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
You know, he's an American first, and he got wiped out in one of these protests. It's just a horrible, horrible thing.
It is. And they got to charge the guy with something.
Yeah.
They probably will. Yeah.
I tell you where there was a tiny silver lining is once the guy got hit or once he fell to the ground, he was bleeding. One of the first people that knelt over to try to help him out was dressed up in, in Palestine gear and all that stuff. So, I mean, that would have happened in any other country. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Conway's up next.
Ding dong.
Sandy Wells is the news in for Crozier.
Yep. Nobody's here today.
Live. I noticed.
He's got COVID.
Like every other day. Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody.
and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.